Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Mark Grody will join us from Hallis Hall. I'm Layla Raheem. That's Marshall Harris. And we appreciate you for joining us on this Thursday, listening to Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that's it for me. As we listen to everybody talk about this, not that I'm trying to get all cheesy here, but the facts are the facts. Time remains undefeated. Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old. The debate about whether or not you want to see Aaron Rodgers face your team has gone on for a very long time. A very long time. He was drafted in 2005. So when you consider that, you know that this is a time-honored discussion, but also one where it really honestly might be coming to an end. Is this the end of the Aaron Rodgers era? And if so, the Bears' next villain is who? And before you even get into that thought, let's examine the fact that we're still talking about this. Like, we're still talking about whether or not we want to see this guy face the Bears. And I think that what you want to see on Sunday, if you're writing the Bears story of this being a new chapter and Ben Johnson taking over and Caleb Williams being the quarterback that moves everybody forward, and this is a new time for the Bears, what you want to see, at least for me, is Aaron Rodgers on the field on Sunday and a changing of the guard take place. There's not going to be some handoff ceremony. There's not some trophy for this. But you want to see the improvement out of Caleb Williams and understand what his career and his future looks like. And then you also want to see, one last time, the Bears try to shut the door on this guy and close that chapter for themselves. And to quote Rachel from Friends, and that is closure.
And I think that's what I'm starting to realize, that's what this is about. This isn't about handing it off, passing the torch to Caleb Williams, who obviously idolizes Aaron Rodgers. This is more about emotional closure for a fan base. And this fan base has been terrorized. You just heard it with the call, right? This fan base has been terrorized for so long by Aaron Rodgers. They just want it to end and end on a good note, because the thought of Aaron Rodgers, a broken old Aaron Rodgers, coming back to Soldier Field and walking off a winner is something that is unacceptable. It's unacceptable, Layla.
Our friend Nicholas Moriano put together the list. Bears quarterbacks to face Aaron Rodgers. Everybody, get your favorite mispronunciation ready. It starts with our friend Kyle Orton, or should some of you say Ortman? Then it's Rex Grossman. He didn't start against them, but it's that era. So this is a list of the players who were Bears quarterbacks at that time. Jay Cutler, Todd Collins, Caleb Haney, Josh McCown, Jimmy Clausen, Brian Hoyer, Matt Barkley, Mike Glennon, Mitch Trubisky, Justin Fields.
What do you think about that list, first of all?
I think that's why they haven't had a 4,000-yard passer.
That's a very astute observation.
Not because of Aaron Rodgers, but just when you name off that list.
Yeah, when you see who's been going up against him. And I get it. This reminds me a little bit.
It's 12 quarterbacks.
From like a Caleb Williams perspective. Do you remember when Patrick Mahomes faced Tom Brady in the playoffs in the championship game to go to the Super Bowl? And then Tom Brady, of course, won the Super Bowl. I feel like this is a little bit of that, because at that point, Tom Brady can say, no matter what, hey, that guy's great. Just remember, head-to-head playoffs, when it all mattered, I beat him.
and this isn't the playoffs, but man, tell me it doesn't feel like a playoff situation, because playoffs could be at stake for both these teams who are right now, by the thinnest of margins, in first place in their respective divisions.
We have talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers saying "we" when it comes to the Packers against the Bears. And I feel like there is a mindset when it comes to facing the Packers, especially at home, that Packers win to close the season, also being a glimmer of hope in Green Bay, it still feels good. It still felt good to watch that. And I know it was extra meaningful for the team, of course. So that same energy is kept when it's Aaron Rodgers, whether he's with the Jets, whether he's with the Steelers. And, you know, I've often joked about how if he really wanted to complete the Brett Favre arc, he would have gone to Minnesota. And we were all waiting to see if that was going to happen.
That's probably a scarier proposition at this point, judging by what we've seen out of Minnesota.
Right. I think given the conversation, especially out of Minneapolis this week, St. Paul, Twin Cities, whatever you want to do there, that there Aaron Rodgers, if he were the backup quarterback, you know, might still be playing regular starts for Minnesota in this juncture in time. But point being, this is somebody who has been a part of the lifestyle and has been a part of the existence and has been a part of being a Bears fan for 12 Bears quarterbacks and for 20 years.
It's tough when you put it like that, because it really spells it out. Like, just you reading the quarterbacks off, I had forgotten about a couple of those names.
And I know that there was the transition from Aaron Rodgers to Brett Favre. I'm not saying that. But when you consider that he was drafted in 2005, and you look back at it now and you realize how long it has been with the Packers having a Hall of Fame quarterback, that is why the attitude for me has to be, okay, let's go. You're 41 years old. We don't know what the status is of your left wrist. Brian Cole did a great job illustrating that. We're going to play some of that back. The orthopedic doctor, team doctor for the Bulls and the White Sox, we're going to play some of that back in the 1 o'clock hour. But that's why I say, bring me Aaron Rodgers. Because here's the thing. Everybody knows what it's like to lose to the dude. That feeling, we know. But the feeling of winning and understanding what is coming up for the Bears and where this Bears team can go in the future, as we see this man close out his career, that's something that is meaningful. We talk about the NFL script. That is the quintessential NFL script and opportunity.
I think for both these teams, and really for the Aaron Rodgers fans, if they exist somewhere, like, you know, I know Caleb Williams is an Aaron Rodgers fan because he modeled his game after Rodgers, but one of the reasons why I think this weekend will be interesting for people outside of Chicago even is everyone has an opinion at this point on Aaron Rodgers based on either what he did on the field, where he was a multiple-time MVP, obviously a future Hall of Famer, one of the best, if not the best, you could make the argument, to ever do it. But the man talks. And everything he has said outside the lines has spoken volumes, and he's gotten a lot of detractors just through that portion of the understanding of who Aaron Rodgers is. So I think there'll be a little bit more pro-Bears going on around the nation, maybe even the world, because of the way Aaron Rodgers has comported himself off the field.
I got a text from 630 over here. You can text us and call us 312-644-6767. And it's funny, too, because there are random references to all the Bears quarterbacks that were named. And 630 says, "Layla, I love you. I love you, too. But we already know the next quarterback threat is Jordan Love. Jordan Love gets that respect automatically because of what we know about the Packers quarterbacks. Like, we're still trying to debate it. And I think people, because they respect Favre and Rodgers so much in that history, you give more respect to Jordan Love and understanding that the development will likely be there because of it. You know, we've debated it here, the hop throws that we've seen, the consistency issues, what we're seeing right now out of the Packers in their offense. But that also plays into the discussion when you consider how long this has gone on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And as we continue to talk about the Aaron Rodgers villain era, and if it's coming to a close against the Bears with this game on Sunday, a reason why I wanted to call it the changing of the guard and seeing what we're seeing is because Rodgers also became the exemplary quarterback outside of Tom Brady for so many young NFL quarterbacks, including Caleb Williams, as we've mentioned. So now that Caleb's is going to face him in this manner, here's what he had to say yesterday about seeing a guy who he grew up watching.
What was it you liked most about
Rodgers? I think it's probably a couple quarterbacks in the world that have, you know, been able to spin the ball the way that he does. And you know, growing up as a kid, you know, when you find and realize how hard it is to play this position, and you admire some of the things he's been able to do over, you know, this long career he's had. And so, you know, the way he's been able to spin the ball and put the ball in different places, whether on the run or in the pocket, that's something I probably would say.
Just having a chance to go against Aaron Sunday.
Yeah, it'd be cool. It's just for me, you know, not getting into the mindset of anything other than it's just another matchup. And then after the game, you know, you obviously, you know, you give him his kudos and you know, ask for any advice or anything like that. But you know, during the game and before the game, it's, you know, it's us battling versus each other, going to war and trying to, you know, be 1-0 for our teams.
So that was Caleb Williams. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and our segment's brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. When he says that, Marshall, what comes to mind for you?
Obviously, this is a guy who has idolized the player. He wants a chance to beat the player. And also, the part where he says, you know, after the game, maybe take a picture together, jersey swap, who knows? I know that will make the fan base uncomfortable, but it is what it is. Let's be honest. If you can get a guy in Caleb Williams to play the way that Aaron Rodgers has played over the course of his career, you will sign up for that yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and 10 years from now, to be honest.
Can Caleb Williams do a jersey swap of Aaron Rodgers?
I think because
will the fan base allow that?
I think because it's the Steelers and not the Packers, it's going to be better. But I don't necessarily know.
No, I think Robbie's spot on in the fact that if this was the Packers, oh no, there would be immediate boos, everything else. I think this smooths over because he's in a different uniform.
I don't think so.
I think Bears fans hate Aaron Rodgers so much that I think that if they did do a jersey swap, there'd be a lot of people being like, Caleb, what are you doing? The optics of this.
I mean, I was here. I got here just before that game on Thanksgiving. The Brett Favre was at the jersey retirement game in 2015 where Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback of the Packers and the Bears beat the Packers in that game. And that was even fun to watch because you're like, well, at least they got him this time. So I don't, it's one thing if it's the person, it's another thing when it's the logo. And frankly, time remains undefeated, as I've said. So you know that this is Aaron Rodgers not at his peak of his powers. But I don't know. That might have to be a game feel one. But if you win, maybe, but if you lose, I don't know.
What I'm saying is, and maybe win-loss does matter in that respect, but I will say this, Layla. If they do swap jerseys and it's Rodgers in a Packers uniform, there are visceral boos on site. It's on. But as far as him in a Steelers jersey, I don't think there's boos raining down from the crowd.
I don't know about that. Let's go to Jordan in Wrigleyville. Jordan, you're on The Score.
See, I see this whole Rodgers thing as more jealousy than like hatred. It's kind of like your neighbor gets a Lamborghini and you're whipping a Toyota Yaris for 10 years and you're just kind of just don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, the Toyota Yaris used to be a gray car, for the record. But yeah, I feel it's not good when the Joneses are next door, like you mentioned, Jordan, and then there is that. I mean, isn't that the first thing you say about another team? Like, when I'm watching Jacob Mizorowski burst onto the scene, I'm like, what? The Cubs need one of those guys. Why can't the Cubs have that? And we see how it all pivots on the quarterback. There's no better example, unfortunately, right now than the discussion surrounding the Vikings this week and last week. You know, it really does hinge on whether or not you get the quarterback right. And even when you've got a guy who you think can make quarterbacks right.
So
and they've gotten the quarterback right for 30 years.
Yeah, the symmetry is quite odd in that, I guess, Jordan Love, we don't quite know yet, but think about it.
But he still gets that respect because of the franchise.
Well, no, I'm saying like the three quarterbacks in that span of time, and now you're facing Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers with the three coaches in that span of time. Some organizations just know what they're doing, and the Bears to this point have not known what they're doing, but maybe Sunday can be this beacon of hope. It better be. Layla, it's the more I think about it, they have to beat the Steelers.
See, like, even in the texts, they're split. 262, no way. I don't want him swapping Christmas cards, let alone jerseys. 708, the blanker said, quote, I own you to us. That's not jealousy. That's the point.
But he's not wrong.
He's a polarizing person in this way, and he has been the nemesis. And this villain era for the Bears, and frankly, a lot of the league, might be coming to an end this season. 312-644-6767 is our number. Let's go to Tony in Joliet. You're on with Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Hey, friends. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I was listening to the callers yesterday, and like the one dude that said, you know, we might be facing teams like this in the playoffs. We're going to need to see their best guy. No. We're not there yet. We got to get to the playoffs. And Aaron Rodgers coming to Chicago, I'm telling you, the dude, he'll be like young Aaron Rodgers. And we're never going to have another chance. I have forgotten about old Aaron Rodgers. I'm done with him. But if he comes into Chicago and he beats us in Chicago with his smirk, he's going to be in my head the rest of my life. I don't want nothing to do with that dude. Let's move on. Let him move on. And after that, we go. But, yeah, no way do I want to see that dude. No way.
Well, Tony, thank you for your call as always. I do. I feel like one of the players where I don't care how busted up I am and how little athletic ability I may have. And that's me personally. I'm not saying the Bears have that. They're professional athletes. I'm not. But I don't care if I'm on that field and be like, all right, let's go.
But do you
okay,
understand?
Let's go. I'm going to face you. We're going to do this for the city. I am tired of you. I'm tired of you being here at Soldier Field. I want to see you.
But Layla, do you understand Tony's point, though? You can feel all the things that you feel right now. He's going away anyway.
Yeah, and I'm also, you know, not somebody who picks and chooses my battles. I pick and choose all of them.
I think that's a terrible, terrible way to approach this, but I understand what you're saying.
Sometimes you have to have that mercenary mentality.
Well, Aaron Rodgers clearly does. You see him bouncing from team to team. That's what's going on.
Okay, then. We've got more calls, actually. One of our favorite callers is holding on the line. So, Mario in Hyde Park, if you're okay with holding, we will get to you after this break. The conversation continues. Is this the last of the villain era for Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers facing the Bears? We want to hear from the players. We want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. It's a hot button topic, and frankly, one we might not get to have for much longer. So we'll continue the conversation next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.